With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden delivered his last State of the Union address Thursday night, a speech one left-leaning network referred to as a campaign speech wrapped inside a State of the Union speech. Biden focused on Ukraine, abortion, and Donald Trump. He made no mention of the illegal immigration crisis. He did announce a port on the Gaza coast will be built by the U.S. to deliver aid. This follows pressure from Muslim groups in the U.S. who say they will not vote for Biden unless he focuses on Gaza instead of Israel. Now, hundreds of pro-Hamas protesters blocked the motorcade route Biden took to the U.S. Capitol for the State of the Union. They shut down Pennsylvania Avenue by sitting in the road. Social media users were questioning how a route pre-planned by the Secret Service ahead of time was not secure. The GOP-led House approves a bill opposed by most Democrats in response to the murder of University of Georgia student Laken Riley by, according to police, an illegal immigrant.
Dubbed the Laken Riley Act, the bill would require immigration and customs enforcement agents to detain illegal migrants charged with local theft or burglary after a migrant accused of similar offenses was arrested for the murder of Riley. The act cleared the lower chamber by a 251 to 170 vote. It is named after 22-year-old Laken Riley, a college nursing student who was recently killed on the campus of the University of Georgia. Edwin Mora, Washington.
It appears former President Trump was correct when he said Nikki Haley supporters vote Democrat. According to a new Emerson College poll released Thursday, 63% of Haley supporters are backing Biden after she dropped out of the GOP primary on Wednesday. This is SRN News. In the fourth part of our week-long series, Jack Ram, senior pastor at Prestonwood Baptist in Dallas, acknowledges that many Christians feel we are nearing the end times, as outlined in Scripture. He says he stepped up Prestonwood's evangelism outreach, and he's challenged his pastoral team to reach a billion people out of the 6 billion living on Earth.
It sounds insane to think that you could reach a billion, but it is possible now through media, through technology. We're committed to doing it. We want to bring as many people to Christ as possible as soon as possible. So now's the time. And I like what my friend David Jeremiah says. We don't know for sure if this is the end of days, but we know that we are living in the days at the end. So whatever time we have on the clock, now's the time to do what God has called us to do.
Pastor Graham says he's encouraged that through digital technology, he's already seen 50 million downloads of his Bible in a Year podcast on the Pray.com platform. This is SRN News. It was another record day for the S&P 500 index as it reached its highest level ever.
Stocks rose to another record high as investors looked ahead to easier interest rates. The S&P 500 rose 1% Thursday, beating the all-time high it set last week. The Dow added 130 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.5%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. That came after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said the central bank is not far from delivering cuts to interest rates that Wall Street craves. Powell said cuts may start this year if inflation continues cooling. Traders are also trying to guess when the European Central Bank will cut its benchmark rate. Seth Sutel, New York.
Max cracking down on password sharing this year. Warner Brothers Discovery announced the news Thursday. It will enforce restrictions on users sharing their accounts outside their household. More details at srnnews.com.